A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus went with James and John straight to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now, Simon's mother-in-law had gone to bed with fever, and they told him about her straight away. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were possessed by devils. The whole town came crowding round the door, and he cured many who were suffering from diseases of one kind or another. He also cast out many devils, but he would not allow them to speak, because they knew who he was. In the morning, long before dawn, he got up and left the house, and went off to a lonely place and prayed there. Simon and his companions set out in search of him, and when they found him, they said, "Everybody is looking for you." He answered, "Let us go elsewhere, to the neighboring country towns, so that I can preach there too, because that is why I came." And he went all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out devils. Three connected episodes. Mark would have been an excellent film scriptwriter, short, connected episodes, drawing the eye through the changes of scene and keeping focus on Jesus. However, where is Mrs. St. Peter in that first scene? Why does a sick old lady have to be cured to wait on the men? Is Mrs. St. Peter empowered enough to tell her husband that if he brings 12 unexpected guests home, he had better have the kosher pizza place on speed dial? Does Jesus respond to the wrath by getting the mother-in-law to fix things? That is a distraction from the next episode of the three. John the Evangelist would represent this episode in the great masterpiece, which is his prologue to his gospel. You see, it is evening. Yes, it was the Sabbath, so with the evening people could move more freely. Even better, they could saddle up since they could work again. Or to bring people to Jesus, yoke up the cart. And it is evening, darkness, the time when demons and things that go bump in the night have free rein to terrify and cause discomfort. But Jesus kicks them out of their comfort zone. They have no control anymore. The darkness, because of the light of Jesus, has even become threatening to the creatures of the night. And the light came into the world, and the darkness could not prevail. The creatures of the dark knew who Jesus was, and he terrified them. The dark was scared of Jesus. Finally, we also have an insight into Jesus' psyche. Being fully human and fully divine in the incarnation did not simply imply supernatural insight. He discovered his mission as it unfolded. He just knew at a profound depth that he had a mission and gave himself body and soul to the mystery unfolding through him. He still had to find the quiet places to turn to the Father and discern the next step of his wholehearted and total self-giving. That would continue through to the insights in the Garden of Gethsemane. Mark's Gospel in particular picture the 12 as dumb and dumber, only slowly and quite painfully coming to some sort of insight of who Jesus was. Their insight grew as Jesus grew into his mission. And all the time Jesus was there, taking time aside to make the connection with his own fullness, so that the disciples could learn. That rising light in the life of the disciples, through the prayer and dedication of Jesus, scares the bejesus out of the dark. Jesus' dedication to the light rising in the life of his disciples did not stop with his ascension. He intercedes still, so that his light in us can even more powerfully scare the bejesus out of the dark. Yet, with Mark's typical humour, Jesus seems a little wary of Mrs. St. Peter. Have that kosher pizza place on speed dial.